Gabrielle ran a hand through her straightened black hair. I hear the White House campaign staff is as confused as we are. The president is offering no explanation for his vanishing act, and everyone over there is furious.
Any theories? Sexton asked.
Gabrielle gazed at him over her scholarly glasses. As it turns out, I got some interesting data this morning from a contact of mine in the White House. Sexton recognized the look in her eyes. Gabrielle Ashe had scored some insider information again. Sexton wondered if she were giving some presidential aide backseat blowjobs in exchange for campaign secrets. Sexton didn't care, so long as the information kept coming.
Rumor has it, his assistant said, lowering her voice. The president's strange behavior all started last week, after an emergency private briefing with the administrator of NASA. Apparently, the president emerged from the meeting looking dazed. He immediately cleared his schedule, and he's been in close contact with NASA ever since.
Sexton certainly liked the sound of that.
You think maybe NASA delivered some more bad news?
Seems a logical explanation, she said hopefully. Although it would have to be pretty critical to make the president drop everything.
Sexton considered it. Obviously, whatever was going on with NASA had to be bad news. Otherwise, the president would throw it in my face.
Sexton had been pounding the president pretty hard on NASA funding lately.
The space agency's recent string of failed missions and gargantuan budget overruns had earned NASA the dubious honor of becoming Sexton's unofficial poster child against big government overspending and inefficiency. Admittedly, attacking NASA, one of the most prominent symbols of American pride, was not the way most politicians would think of winning votes. But Sexton had a weapon few other politicians had, Gabrielle Ashe, and her impeccable instincts. The savvy young woman had come to Sexton's attention several months ago when she was working as a coordinator in Sexton's Washington campaign office. With Sexton trailing badly in the primary polls and his message of government overspending falling on deaf ears, Gabrielle Ashe wrote him a note suggesting a radical new campaign angle. She told the senator he should attack NASA's huge budget overruns and continued White House bailouts as the quintessential example of President Herney's careless overspending. NASA is costing Americans a fortune, Gabrielle wrote, including a list of financial figures, failures, and bailouts. Voters have no idea. They would be horrified. I think you should make NASA a political issue.
Sexton groaned at her naivete.
Yeah, and while I'm at it, I'll rail against singing the national anthem at baseball games.
In the weeks that followed, Gabrielle continued to send information about NASA across the senator's desk. The more Sexton read, the more he realized this young Gabrielle Ashe had a point. Even by government agency standards, NASA was an astounding money pit. Expensive, inefficient, and in recent years, grossly incompetent. One afternoon, Sexton was doing an on-air interview about education. The host was pressing Sexton about where he would find funding for his promised overhaul of public schools. In response, Sexton decided to test Gabrielle's NASA theory with a half-joking response.
Money for education? He said. Well, maybe I'll cut the space program in half. I figure if NASA can spend $15 billion a year in space, I should be able to spend $7.5 billion on the kids here on Earth.